As the first light of Christmas morning touches the gum trees, Scrooge awakens to find his room filled with golden light and the scent of eucalyptus and grilled lamb. Standing before him is a tall, broad-shouldered figure in a wide-brimmed hat and a bright floral shirt, holding a stubby in one hand and a platter of prawns in the other.
Oh, Ebenezer Scrooge! Rise and shine, mate!
What is the... Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas present, and we've got a bloody lot to see. Grab your sunnies.
Has anyone ever told you you're very annoying?
Well, you know, mate, you weren't exactly my first choice of job either. Unfortunately, there was a shift change. I was meant to be haunting Kylie, but now I'm stuck with you. But anyway, it's Christmas, mate. It's a time for joy, not bloody grumbles, all right? Come on, we're going to have a look at what you're missing out on.
Scrooge looks around. He recognises this. It's a shady spot next to the dry North Parra River in Nuriupa. The Cratchit family have laid out a picnic rug beneath a big gum tree. Bob Cratchit is turning sausages on a small, worn, portable barbecue, while his wife pours lemonade into mismatched cups. The children run and play in the dry riverbed, their laughter echoing through the valley.
All right, who wants another snack?
Me, please. And can I have extra sauce?
Only if you promise to sit in the shade, Tim. You're looking a little flushed.
Bob Cratchit walks over to his wife.
He's been more tired lately. Didn't the doctor say the heat would make it harder for his lungs?
Yes, we just need to keep him cool. He's had his medicine and I'll pack the nebulizer just in case.
The little boy. He's not well. I didn't know it was this bad.
Yeah, nah, actually, you just didn't make time to listen to Bob when he told you about his son Tim. But you know what? Despite you, they make the most of the time that they have left with their son. That's love, Scrooge, mate. That's Christmas.
They toasted me yesterday, even after I...
Yeah, even after you paid Bob barely enough to keep his lights on. You're bloody lucky he hasn't gone to his union. But you know what? Despite that, and despite you being a penny-pinching miser, they still found room in their hearts for you.
Tim, come sit with me. I've got your favourite, lemonade spider.
Thanks, Dad. My throat's a bit sore today.
Mum said the doctor might send us to Adelaide for tests after New Year's.
If we can afford it, Petra. The public clinic's full and the private ones, well, we'll see.
They're struggling. I never asked. I never cared.
Yeah, but despite you being a massive drongo, the Cratchit family still has hope. They still love and they still believe in goodness of others. Even... you.
Scrooge watches as Bob gently wraps a towel around Tim's shoulders and whispers something that makes the boy giggle. The scene is simple, but it stirs something deep within Ebenezer. A longing, a regret, and a flicker of hope. Next, Scrooge is transported to Frida's home. The backyard is alive with children playing cricket, men passionately discussing the best way to cook prawns, and Frida's mum dancing barefoot on the lawn.
All right, Uncle Eb's not coming, but we'll save him a plate anyway. Mum, don't let anyone touch the pavlova till he gets here, just in case.
He's missed 5 Christmases, love. If he turns up now, which would be a miracle, I'll let him have 2 slices.
He used to love Christmas. I don't know what happened.
They still think of me?
Yeah, dummy. It's because they love you, even though you've forgotten how to love them back.
I never meant to push them away. I just thought I didn't belong anymore.
Yeah, well, you did. And time is short, mate.
Oi, Frida, you batting or hiding behind the barbecue?
Coming! Just trying to convince Uncle Pash not to burn the snags again.
Oh, excuse me. I've been cooking snags longer than you've been alive.
Exactly my point.
Scrooge watches as Frieda joins the game, laughing and dodging a tennis ball that had replaced the cricket ball. The joy was effortless, the love unconditional.
I used to be part of this. I used to laugh like that.
Yeah, well, good news, mate. You still can, but the choice has got to be yours.
The spirit of Christmas presents' face grows solemn. The warmth of the backyard begins to fade.
What's happening?
Yeah, my shift is nearly done. I've got to go see Barnsley. But you know what? Another one will come. And he's not great and fun and laughter like me. He's one who shows not what is, but what may be.
Must I see him?
Yeah, you do. But you know what? Only then can you truly know a different path.
And with that, the spirit vanishes, leaving Scrooge alone once more in his bedroom. His heart stirred, his mind uneasy, and the shadows of the future drawing near. Scrooge slowly gets out of bed, puts on his slippers and makes his way to the door, still in his PJs. He opens the door slowly.
Are you the third spirit?
A figure cloaked in black says nothing, but raises a hand and points toward his bedroom window.
You show me what is yet to come?
The spirit nods once, turns around and begins to walk away. Scrooge follows slowly, trembling as he walks. They walk out the front door of Scrooge's house. As Scrooge walks out his front door, he finds himself standing before a derelict building. The sign says, Scrooge Wines, but the letters are faded. The window's broken and the main door boarded shut. He peers inside to see dust and cobwebs everywhere, chairs broken and lying overturned. His prized cellar door hangs crooked on its hinges.
No! This was my life's work, my vineyard, my legacy.
Two winemakers passed by on the dusty road, speaking in hushed tones as they glance at the ruins.
This used to be Scrooge's place. Shame, really. He had some really good vintages back in the day.
Yeah, he kept to himself. Never came to the growers' meetings. Never sponsored Triple B FM. Didn't even lend a hand when the fires came through.
I heard he passed away alone. No service, no obituary, just gone.
No one knew what to say. He didn't have many friends. Not even Frieda or Cratchit showed up.
It's strange, isn't it? Someone who poured so much into the land and left so little behind.
He had talent. Remember his Shiraz? People still talk about it, but wine's not just about the bottle. It's about the people you share it with.
Exactly. You can't age alone and expect the flavour to hold. It needs warmth, connection.
Maybe he forgot that. Or maybe he never knew it.
Still, I wish he'd reached out. Maybe we needed to try harder. Maybe then he would have sung a carol or two.
Too late now. All that's left is dust and memory.
No one came. Not Frieda. Not Cratchit. Not even a few words.
The spirit says nothing, just turns and points again toward the hill beyond the vineyard.
I built this from nothing. I gave my life to it. Didn't it mean something?
The ghost of Christmas yet to come points to the top of a hill. He begins to walk. Scrooge follows, his heart sinking as the wind picks up and the shadows grow longer. The ghost of Christmas yet to come and Scrooge are now standing on a hill overlooking the valley. The sun is low, casting long shadows across the dry earth. Beneath a twisted gum tree lies a small, unmarked grave, lonely, weathered, and forgotten. The ghost of Christmas yet to come points to it.
Who is this? Is this mine?
The spirit says nothing.
No name, no flowers, not even a stone. Just the dust and silence. Oh, spirit, I'm not the man I was. I see now what I've lost, what I've ignored. Tell me I may change these shadows.
The spirit slowly lowers its arm. The wind rises, swirling around them.
I will honour Christmas in the Barossa. I will live with kindness, with generosity. I'll visit Frida. I'll help the Cratchits. I'll make sure Tiny Tim gets the care he needs. I'll even sponsor Triple B. Please, give me a chance. Let me be remembered for more than silence.
The spirit remains still, its face hidden beneath its cloak. But the wind begins to shift as if the valley itself were listening.
I don't want to die alone. I don't want to be forgotten. I want to matter to someone.
And with that, the spirit vanishes. The grave, the gum tree, the hill, all dissolve into mist. Scrooge is left alone in darkness, heart pounding, breath held, waiting for morning. Scrooge sits up in bed and gasps. Sunlight pours through the window. The valley is alive with joy. Scrooge jumps from his bed, flings open the curtains, and laughs, a sound not heard in years.
I'm alive! It's Christmas Day, and I've still time to make things right.
The sun rises over the Barossa Valley, casting golden light everywhere. The air is warm, the sky clear, and the sounds of celebration echo from every corner. Ebenezer Scrooge, once cold and closed off, stands by his window, smiling for the first time in years.
It's Christmas Day! I haven't missed it! The spirits did it all in one night! Well, of course they came, they're spirits!
Scrooge quickly gets dressed, grabs a few bottles of his finest Shiraz, and wraps them with ribbon. Then he steps out into the sunshine, waving to startled neighbours.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all!
Is that Mr. Scrooge?
He's smiling and he's got wine.
I've got plenty to share. Do you know where I can find the Cratchits? I've got a basket for them.
they're down by the river near the old gum tree. You'll find them easily enough.
Thank you. And here, take a bottle for your Christmas lunch. It's a 2010 vintage. The best I ever made.
Well, thank you, Mr. Scrooge. That's mighty generous of you.
It's never too late to be generous. Never too late to be part of something.
I never thought I'd see the day. Scrooge handing out Shiraz like they're bonbons.
And smiling like he's just won the Barossa Wine Show Centenarian Vineyard Wine Trophy. What's gotten into him?
A good night's sleep and a visit from a few wise spirits. Turns out Christmas isn't just for the young and cheerful. It's for all of us.
Is this really 2010? You weren't kidding. That vintage won gold, didn't it?
It did indeed, young man. Aged just right, like me, I suppose. Took a while to mellow.
To mellowing and to second chances.
To community and to the Cratchits. Let's make sure they've got enough for a proper feast.
Yeah, you know, they've been doing it tough this year. I mean, this will mean well to them.
Then it's the least I can do. No one should feel forgotten at Christmas.
Well, Mr. Scrooge, you've certainly turned a corner. You're welcome at our table any time.
Thank you. Now, I might just take you up on that, but first, to the Cratchits!
Ebenezer Scrooge walks with a lightness in his step and warmth in his heart, ready to make amends, to reconnect, and to celebrate the day he once scorned. Scrooge arrives at the Cratchit family's picnic, carrying a basket full of food, wine and gifts. The dry riverbed shimmers in the heat, but the shade beneath the trees is filled with joy and laughter.
Mr. Scrooge?
I've come to join you, if you have me, and I'd like to talk to you about your salary, Bob. It's time we made things fair.
Well, I never. You're most welcome, Mr. Scrooge.
You bought Lamingtons!
And a bottle of fortified wine for your mum. Merry Christmas, Tim.
This is unexpected, sir, but very, very kind. Please, sit. We've got plenty to spare.
Listen, Bob, I've spent too many Christmases alone. I'd rather spend this one with people who know how to laugh. I had forgotten how much I love to laugh. And I love your laugh, Barbara Cratchit.
Well, thank you. You've come to the right place. Tim's been telling jokes all morning.
Mr. Scrooge, do you know what kind of wine ghosts drink?
I can't say I do, Tim.
Burgundy.
That's a good one. I've got one for you, Tim.
Yeah?
What kind of wine do they serve at horse races?
What?
Chardonnay!
We're about to start a cricket match. You any good with a bat?
I haven't played in years, Petra, but I'll give it a go. Just don't laugh if I miss.
We'll only laugh with you, sir, not at you.
The Cratchits welcome Ebenezer with open arms. Scrooge plays cricket with the children, shares stories and laughs until his sides ache. The man who once scorned Christmas now embraces it with joy, generosity and gratitude. Later that day, Scrooge arrives at Frieda's house, where the barbecue is in full swing. The scent of snags, cooking and rosemary lamb fill the air. Children are running barefoot across the lawn, and Frieda's mum is dancing to a carol playing on the radio.
Uncle Ebenezer?
Oh, I've come for the pavlova you promised, and to say, I'm sorry.
You're just in time for dessert. Mum's been guarding it like a treasure.
Is that really you, Ebby? Well, come give me a great big hug before I faint.
Oh, come there, beautiful lady. I wouldn't miss it. And I bought a bottle of tawny to go with dessert.
You didn't have to bring anything.
I wanted to. I've missed too many Christmases, too many chances to be part of this.
We always saved you a seat. We never stopped hoping.
I don't deserve it, but I'd like to earn it.
You're here. That's all that matters.
They embrace, and Scrooge is welcomed into the fold. No longer the lonely man in the vineyard, but a beloved memory of his family.
To family, to forgiveness, and to pavlova!
To pavlova!
From that day forward, Ebenezer Scrooge is a changed man. He gives generously, laughs freely, and honours Christmas in the Barossa Valley with all his heart. And so ends our tale, a reminder that even in the heat of a Barossa summer, the spirit of Christmas can warm the coldest heart.
And that brings us to the end of A Christmas Carol, Barossa Style, a story that reminds us that generosity, community and a little festive cheer are the finest vintages of all. This Triple B radio play was produced at the Triple B Studios by Ben Edwards and Steve Jones. From all of us here at Triple B FM, thank you for joining us on this journey through the vineyards of past, present and future. May your Christmas be full of good company, great wine and the true spirit of the season.